58. Mayor Gary Armistead announced on Friday morning that he had moved up the Board of Selectmen's vote, which he said would now take place the following Wednesday. Surprised he didn't just go ahead and get the thing passed in the middle of the night, Jesse said. You still think that he might end up with a piece of this deal when this is all over? Molly said. I've had this feeling all along that our Gary already knows who's going to walk away with the land, Jesse said. That the whole thing about sealed bids is bullshit. So maybe it's not him looking for a piece of the action as much as leverage with the winner. Politicians love people, especially rich people, who owe them favors. She said she was going back to the hospital. She went over at least once a day. This was the best time for her to do it. A few minutes later, Suitcase Simpson came in with Neil's tox screen, the one Deb Chata had sent over, the one that said oxycodone had been in Neil's system when he died. Jesse called Dev. Pain pills? He said. Really? Or he ingested it without knowing because somebody wanted to knock him out, Dev said. Oxy is a pretty potent knockout drug if somebody wants to use it that way. He had enough of it in him to knock him out? Jesse asked. Hell yes, Dev said. Did Neil have a prescription for the stuff? Gene Benarek was Neil's doctor, Dev said. He's a friend. I called him when I got the results back and asked if Neil was in some kind of pain that might have required oxy. He said not once in the 20 years he'd been treating him. Dev paused. And by the way, Chief, Neil also had some wine in his system, too. Even if he had popped one of those pills, he couldn't have been enough of a dumbass to wash it down with alcohol. So he could have been unconscious when he died, Jesse said. It's the way I'd bet, he said. There was a silence then until Dev said, why did somebody want it to look like a suicide with Neil? Maybe to throw me off and buy some time, Jesse said. Like one of those misdirection plays they talk about in football. Keep me off balance. Or looking over there when I needed to be looking somewhere else. Basically, keep me from getting into their shit for as long as possible, at least until the deal went down. He ended the call, sat with Dev's paperwork on the desk in front of him. Richie Carr was an ex-cop. Could he have tried to stage a suicide and put his hands on Oxy and beaten Ben Gage before he shot him? No reason why he couldn't have done all of those things. If it was Carr, he'd done a pretty good job making it look as if Neil had shot himself. Just not good enough. He's not as good a cop as I am. Sonny sometimes talked about the MacGuffin when she was working a case of her own. She said it was the thing in Hitchcock movies that drove the story. An object sometimes, an event, even a piece of paper. Something that motivated the characters and kept raising the stakes. What was it here? Suit came back into Jesse's office just as Jesse was about to head over to Daisy Dykes and pick up sandwiches for him and Suit and Molly, since it was his turn. I found kind of an interesting phone call Neil made on his landline, Suit said, the day he died. I thought we couldn't get the records on the landline either, Jesse said, thanks to our hard-o district attorney. Suit smiled. We couldn't, he said. But here's the thing. I went over to talk to Neil's old assistant, Lauren Potta. I went out with her in high school. Of course you did, Jesse said. Anyway, Lauren went to the ladies' room while I was there, Suit said, and I looked on her desk and happened to see mail addressed to Neil from last month. His phone bill was in the stack. And you took it. Without hesitation, Suit said. I think he must have used his cell phone more, because there weren't all that many outgoing calls from his desk phone over the past month. Neil never treated any kind of phone as a pacifier, Jesse said. He liked to conduct business face-to-face as often as he could. On his last day, Suit continued, he made one call to the Gull. Another was to his wife, or ex-wife, or whatever we're calling her. That lines up, Jesse said. She told me he asked her out to dinner, told me how badly she felt that she turned him down. But it turns out there was one call that wasn't local, Suits said. That was the interesting one. And you checked out the number, Jesse said. I did. Then Suit told him who the recipient was. No shit, Jesse said. None, Suit said. Jesse was already getting the keys to the Explorer out of the top drawer of his desk. You know what a MacGuffin is? Jesse asked him. Only if it's like a McMuffin, Suit said. By then, Jesse was already out the door, calling Crow on his way to the parking lot, asking if he wanted to make a quick road trip, that his heritage might turn out to be useful for once.